在科尼聚会的弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and church, brothers and sisters at the Church of Kearney.
本来以为我们今天可以面对面相聚的。
I originally thought that we can meet each other, face to face
但是
today.
似乎神还不允许。
But it seems that the Lord has not
既
allowed
然如此的
this.
话，我们还是回到这里来。
So we return here.
或左或右，只要是来敬拜赞美我们的神，我们都是欢欢喜喜的。
Wherever it is, as long as we can worship our Lord, we shall be joyful.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
好，今天我们要来分享一点神的话，是在诗篇91篇。
Today we come to have fellowship on the Lord's words from Psalm 91.
请大家把圣经打开，在诗篇91篇，我们一起把它来念一遍，好吗？
Let us open our Bible and read together Psalm 91.
或者你用英文，或者你用中文。
Whether it is in English or Chinese.
好，我们一起来。住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫下。我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨。是我的神，是我所依靠的，他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗和毒害的瘟疫，他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你，你要投靠在他的翅膀荫底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌，你必不怕黑夜的惊骇，或是白日飞的箭，也不怕黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。虽有千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边，这灾却不得临近你。你为亲眼观看，见恶人遭报。耶和华是我的避难所，你已将至高者当你的居所。祸患必不临到你，灾害也不挨近你的帐篷，因他要为你吩咐他的使者，在你行的一切道路上保护你。他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。你要踩在狮子和毁蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。神说：“因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他；因为他知道我的名，我要把他安置在高处。他若求告我，我就应允他；他在急难中，我要与他同在，我要搭救他，使他尊贵。”我要使他主享长寿，将我的救恩显明给他。感谢这个我们他的话。
We thank the Lord for giving us his words.
让我们还是先有点祷告。
Let us begin with a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，让我们再一次欢欢喜喜的聚集在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you that once again we can joyfully come before you.
主，你的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Lord, your word is the lamp before our feet and the light on our path.
求你今天早晨开启我们愚蒙的眼睛，
Lord, we pray that this morning you open our eyes
让我们能够明白你的话，
so that we may understand your words
也可以活在你话语的实际的里面。
and we can live in the reality of your words.
主，我们在这个世上活着，实在是要依靠你。
Lord, we live in this world and we truly must rely upon you.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你保守这点的时间，是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Lord, may you protect this time that we have before you, and in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen。
Amen.
为什么要想到分享这首诗篇呢？
Why is it that I thought about sharing this psalm?
因为根据相关的统计啊，自从去年这一场全球性的疫情开始以来，
Because according to surveys, since the pandemic began globally,
这一首诗歌是被引用的最多的。
this is the psalm that has been applied, that has been used the most.
可是很遗憾呢，许多的引用其实不太准确。
But unfortunately, many applications of the psalm is not correct.
其实这首诗歌自古以来就有人警告，如果解经不小心，很容易被撒旦引用的。
And historically, people have warned that if this psalm is not interpreted correctly, that it is something that the devil, that Satan would use.
事实上，撒旦也真的是这样做的。
And in reality, Satan has done this.
我们还记得当我们的主在世的时候，撒旦就是引用这一首诗歌里面的字句的的话来试探我们的主的。
We remember when Lord Jesus was alive, that Satan used the words from this psalm to tempt him.
这件事情在路加福音里面有记载。
This is recorded in the Gospel Book of Luke.
魔鬼把我们的主，叫我们的主站在殿顶上。
The Satan asked our Lord to stand on the pinnacle of the temple.
对主耶稣说，你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去哦。
And he said to him, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down from here.
因为经上记着说，
For it is written,
主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你。
He will command his angels concerning you to guard you.
他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
And on their hands, they will bear you up so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
我们刚才读过了，撒旦引用的话就是这首诗歌的第十一节和十二节。
We just read this. The words that Satan has referenced is verse 11 and 12 of this psalm.
那请问一下，撒旦的引用错在什么地方呢？
So let me ask, what is the mistake? What is wrong with the way that Satan has applied this?
那如果我们引用这首诗歌的话，我们如何才能够避免落在同样的错误里面呢？
And if we are to apply this psalm, how can we not fall into the same mistake?
弟兄姐妹们，我们如果仔细的去读这首诗歌的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we carefully read this psalm,
我们就发现这首诗歌其实是很美的一首诗歌。
We will see that this is a beautiful psalm.
是一篇弥赛亚诗篇呢。
It is a psalm of Messiah.
如果不能够正确的领受这首诗歌，那我们实在是太浪费了。
And if we cannot correctly comprehend or interpret this psalm, what a shame.
好，这首诗歌我们今天分成三部分来分享。
Today we shall divide this psalm into three parts for our fellowship.
第一段是在第一节和第二节。
The first part is verse 1 and 2.
我给它起了一个小标题是我的心志。
I have put a small title on this called My Mind.
当然这个我的是带引号的哈。
And of course, this my has quotation marks around it.
那第二段是第三节到第十三节。
The second part is verse 3 through 13.
这里似乎我们看见是圣灵的劝勉。
And here we see the exhortation of the Holy Spirit.
第三段是第十四节到十六节。
And the third part is verse 14 through 16.
这里好像是父神的应许。
And this seems to be the promise of the Heavenly Father.
所以一共三段，第一节到第二节是我的心志。
So altogether three parts. Part one is verse 1 and 2, my mind.
第二段是第三节到第十三节是圣灵的劝勉。
The second part is verse 3 through 13, the exhortation of the Holy Spirit.
第三段是十四节到第十六节是父神的应许。
The third part is verse 14 through 16, the promise of the Heavenly Father.
好，我们先来看第一节到第二节，我的心志。
Let us look at the first part, verse 1 and 2, my mind.
在上一首诗歌里面，也就是诗篇九十篇里面，摩西就祷告说。
In the previous psalm, which is Psalm 90, Moses prayed.
主啊，你世世代代做我的居所。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations.
所以在诗篇九十篇里面，摩西是呼吁以色列人归回，回到神的居所。
So in Psalm 90, Moses called for the Israelites to return to the Lord.
而诗篇九十一篇一开头我们就看见什么呢？
And in Psalm 91, at the beginning, what do we see?
我们就看见当我们回到神的居所的时候，我们该如何 活在神的面前呢？
We see that once we have returned to the Lord's dwelling place, how should we live before the Lord?
第一节这里说，住在至高者隐秘处。
In verse 1, it says, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
这里说是住啊。
Here it uses the word dwell.
住就不是短暂的停留啊。
To dwell is not to stay there temporarily.
不是来逛逛，来看一看就离开了。
It is not to just stop by and to look around and then to leave.
而是天天住在里面。
But it is to live there daily.
住在什么地方呢？
But to dwell to live where?
住在至高者隐秘处。
To dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
我们知道在神的居所里面 有分别、啊、
We know that in the house of God, there are differences.
有外院，有内院，有圣所，还有至圣所。
There is the outer court, the inner court, there is the holy, and then there is the most holy place.
那这里说要住在至高者隐秘处，是住在哪里呢？
Here it says to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, so where is that?
是住在至圣所里面。
It is to live in the holy of the holies.
那至圣所里面有什么呢？
And what is in the holy of the holies?
在至圣所里面有神的约柜，有施恩座。
In the holy of the holies, there is the ark of the covenant. There is the mercy seat.
我们知道那是预指了神的同在。
There is the presence of God.
所以住在至高者的隐秘处，就是说我们要与神有深入的相交。跟他有一个极其亲密的关系。
So to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, it means that we must have a deep interaction. We must have an extremely close relationship with the Lord.
可是至圣所，那可是旧约里面，那可是大祭司一年一次才能进去的地方。
But the Holy of the Holies is the place that the high priest can only enter once a year.
在我们伯饼祷告的时候，有弟兄也祷告当中提到这一点。
And in during our Lord's table, our brother in his prayer has mentioned this.
这个地方那个时候人是不能够随便进去的。
At that time, it is not a place that men can casually enter.
可是这里说，不但是进入，而且可以住在里面。
But here it says not only to enter, but to dwell there.
那这怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
在新约里面的我们是可能的。
In the New Testament, with us, it is possible.
我们是真的有这个福气的。
We truly have this blessing.
因为基督已经流血了，我们的罪已经得赦了。
Because Christ has already bled and our sins have been forgiven.
所以当基督死在十字架上的时候，至圣所那个幔子就裂开了。
Therefore, when Christ has died on the cross, the veil before the Holy of the Holies has been broken.
我们相信耶稣基督的人，人人都可以进入神的至圣所。
Those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, every single one of us can enter the Holy of the Holies.
我们可以天天住在至圣所里面。与神有亲密的交通。
We can live in the Holy of the Holies every day to have interactions with God.
这是神今天赐给我们的。
That is what God has given us today.
那想到这一点，我们实在是应该感谢我们的救主耶稣基督。
And when we think of this, we must truly thank our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
在至高者隐秘处的，那这个人怎么样呢？
So how is the person who dwells in the secret place of the Most High?
他必住在全能者的荫下。
He shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
那至高者、全能者，这都是指着我们的永生神。
The Most High, the Almighty, it is all pointing to our eternal God.
这里是说，当我们住在至圣所里面，与神有亲密相交的时候，我们就必能够。 得着全能上帝的荫庇。
Here it says that if we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, then we shall be able to abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
我们也可以得着他的保护和保守。
We will be able to have his protection, his keeping.
弟兄姐妹们，第一节这实在是一个真理和事实的宣告。
Brothers and sisters, verse 1 is a proclamation of truth.
诗人有这样的认识，所以他接着就说。
The psalmist has this understanding, therefore he continues to say,
我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山寨，是我的神，是我所依靠的。
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust.
这里我们数一数，应该知道这里应该有五个我。
If we count, it mentioned here five my.
所以我们知道这是一个人在有经历之后的一个认识。
So we know this is an understanding coming from someone who has experienced it.
他有什么样的认识呢？
What kind of understanding does he have?
他认识到神是他的避难所，也是他的山寨。
He realized that God is his refuge and his fortress.
我们知道避难所和山寨啊，这可都是军事词汇。
We know that the words refuge and fortress, these are military words.
避难所是在我们遭遇攻击的时候，我们躲避的地方。
A refuge is a place that we hide in when we are attacked.
山寨就是那个我们藏身的要塞。敌人是不能够攻入的地方。
A fortress is where we hide. It is a place that the enemy cannot attack.
面对敌人来攻，战争打响，我们如果有避难所，有敌人不能攻入的山寨，那叫我们的心是多么的安慰啊。
How comforting it is if the war begins and that there is a fortress where the enemy cannot attack.
今天哪里是我们的避难所，哪里是我们的山寨呢？
Today, where is our refuge? Where is our fortress?
在神那里。
It is with the Lord, with God.
难怪诗人接着加强语气说，他是我的神，是我所依靠的。
No wonder that the psalmist then further emphasized, my God, in him I will trust.
直白一点说，他是我们的靠山。
So, in plain terms, he is our protector.
那这个我们中国人可是最懂了哈。
This is something that us Chinese people really understand.
我们都懂得我们这一生我们需要找个靠山。
We all know that in our life, we need to find protectors.
那没有父母可以依靠呢，我们要去找一个干爹。
And if we don't have parents that we can rely on, then we look for godfathers.
当我们生活在这个混乱的世界里面，我们有一个靠山，那真确实是有福气的。
It is truly a blessing that in this chaotic and confusing world that we have a protector.
这是第一部分，第一节到第二节。
That is the first part, verse 1 and 2.
第一节和第二节似乎是这篇诗歌的引言和大纲。
It seems that verse 1 and 2 is the prologue and the outline for this psalm.
后面我们就看见诗人是真的很有经历。
And after this, we see that the psalmist truly has many experiences.
从第三节到第十三节，我们就好像这是看见诗人他在经历里面，在圣灵的带领底下的一些思想。
We see that in, from verse 3 through 13, it is some reflection of the psalmist from his experience.
所以我给他起了一个小标题，叫做《圣灵的劝勉》。
So I have given it a small subtitle called The Exhortation of the Holy Spirit.
那这一段经文有许多话。
And these verses, there are many words.
Many pictures.
Many pictures.
画出了我们在这个世界上面将要面对的各样的危险。
It paints pictures of the difficulties, all kinds of difficulties that we will face in this world.
我们看第三节，这节经文就有两幅画。
Let's look at verse 3, which paints two pictures.
他必救你脱离捕鸟人的网罗。
Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler.
这是第一幅画。
That is the first picture.
大家捕过鸟吗？
Have you ever caught a bird?
这是我小时候最爱干的事情。
It is one of my favorite activities when I was young.
就把一个筛子用一个木棍给支起来。
You take a net you connect it to a handle, a bar.
然后呢，棍子上面呢拴一个绳子。
And then you tie a rope onto the handle.
然后这筛子底下呢，撒一些米。
And then under the net, you put some rice.
然后呢，我就远远呢就看着鸟去吃那些米。
And then from far away, I would look at these birds eating away at the rice.
然后呢，我就看准了时机，一拉那个绳子呢，那鸟就被关在这个筛子下面。
And then at the right time, I would pull the rope, and the bird would be captured under the net.
然后怎么样呢？那个鸟就成了我的玩具了。
And then what? And then the bird becomes my toy.
因为我们那个时候实在是没什么玩的，不像现在的小孩有很多玩具，我们就抓鸟来玩。
And at that time, there are not many toys, so it's not like kids nowadays where they have things to play with.
So we have. 我现在想一想，那些鸟真的是很无辜啊。
So these birds, they are truly innocent.
因为玩着玩着就怎么样，就玩死了。
Because as we play with the bird, they die.
弟兄姐妹们，今天在这个世界上面，有没有什么人在后面也把我们像鸟一样捕捉呢？
Brothers and sisters, in today's world, do we have people behind us who are also trying to capture us like the bird catcher?
在彼得前书五章八节那里说。
In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, it says,
你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
所以我们也是有一个捕鸟人在后面等着我们。
So we all have bird catchers behind us, trying to capture us.
这一节经文里面还有第二幅画，就是毒害的瘟疫。
And there is a second picture in this verse, which is the perilous pestilence.
经过2020和2021这两年，我们对瘟疫是有一些认识了。
After 2020 and 2021, we all have an understanding for pandemic, for plagues.
这是我们眼睛看不见，但确实可以给我们带来致命伤害的事情。
These are things that we cannot see, but that are deadly.
弟兄姐妹们，什么东西我们看不见，却是可以给我们带来致命的伤害呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is it that we cannot see, but that can be deadly?
在圣经里面，每一次记载瘟疫都跟人犯罪有关。
Every time there is a plague recorded in the Bible, it is related to men's sin.
在利未记里面，神借着摩西的口就更直接地说。
In Leviticus, the Lord, through the mouth of Moses, directly said,
利未记二十六章二十五节那里说
Leviticus 25, chapter 26, verse 25 says,
我又要使刀剑临到你们，报复你们背约的仇，聚集你们在各城内，降瘟疫在你们中间，也必将你们交在仇敌的手中。
It said, I will bring a sword against you that will execute a vengeance of the covenant. When you are gathered together in your cities, I will send pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy.
所以弟兄姐妹们，许多时候瘟疫是从神而来的审判的手，是神要讨人背约的罪。
Brothers and sisters, many times plague comes through the hand of God judging this world, it is because of the sin.
当然，我们不能说只要这个世界上面有瘟疫，尤其是一些局部的瘟疫，就一定是那个地方的人犯罪比别的地方的人多。
Of course, whenever there is a plague, we can, especially if it is limited in, if it is limited to a certain place, we cannot always say that the people at those places have sinned more than other places.
但是，一些大规模的瘟疫，尤其是像这一次，有点像是挪亚洪水的时候了。
But whenever there's a global pandemic, when it has broad coverage, it is like the great flood of Noah.
是全球性的灾祸。
It is a pandemic on a global scale.
所以，很多属灵的人就认识到，这一定是神审判的手。
So therefore, many spiritual people have realized that it is the judgment, it is the hand of God's judgment.
遗憾的是，到如今我们没有看见一个世界范围的悔改的浪潮。
But unfortunately, we have not seen a wave for repentance on a global scale.
但是我们不要管别人，我们悔改就从我们自己先开始吧。
But let us not look to other people. When we repent, let us start with ourselves.
那一面是仇敌撒旦，一面是我们自己的罪。那这是我们人生面临的两大危险。
So on one hand, it is the Satan. On the other hand, it is our own sin. These are the two dangers we face in our lives.
但是诗人认识到，神他必救你脱离。
But the psalmist has realized that the Lord shall deliver you.
弟兄姐妹们，今天神有救我们脱离吗？
Brothers and sisters, has the Lord truly delivered us?
有，
He has.
主耶稣在十字架上死了，
Lord Jesus Christ has died on a cross.
他打破了仇敌撒旦的头，
He has broken the head of Satan.
他也除灭了人的罪性。
And he has taken away the sin of man.
他也偿还了人的一切的罪债。
And he has fully redeemed all of the debt of sin of man.
所以，我们的主他确确实实是救我们脱离了这些。
So therefore, our Lord Jesus has truly delivered us from all of these.
那不但如此呢，诗人还认识到
Not only that, the psalmist has also realized
第四节，他必用自己的翎毛遮蔽你。
Verse 4, he shall cover you with his feathers.
你要投靠在他的翅膀底下。
And under his wings you shall take refuge.
那这又是一幅画哈。
That is another picture.
这里说他必用自己的翎毛。
Here it says that he will use his feathers.
这里很有意思啊，这里不是说神用他的大手遮蔽你，而是说神用他的翎毛来遮蔽你。
It's very interesting that here it doesn't say that he shall cover you with his hands, but with his feathers.
那翎毛在我们的身上的时候，我们是什么样的感觉呢？
How does it feel when feathers are covering us?
那一定是你感觉到，一定会感觉到温柔、温暖、体贴和很细致啊。
It's warm, it's gentle, it's caring, it's very comforting.
弟兄姐妹们，当我们遇见伤害，当我们遇见急难的时候，神就是这样的待我们的。
Brothers and sisters, that is how the Lord treats us when we are faced with harm and danger.
我们不知道，弟兄姐妹们有没有经历过这些事情？
I don't know if brothers and sisters have experienced this.
我相信我们在主里面时间久了，都会有点经历。
I believe if we've been in the Lord for a long time, we will all have some experiences.
经里面记载了一个故事。
In the Bible, it records a story.
以利亚，先知以利亚，他曾经在加密山上。行了神迹，大战450个巴利先知。
A prophet Elijah, when he was on Mount Carmel, he battled the prophets of Baal.
他本来以为他行了这么大的事，以色列应该会认识真神，会悔改吧。
He thought after he has performed such a great action that the people of Israel must repent.
结果没有，不但没有，还被追杀。
But they didn't. Not only did they not repent, Elijah was, they tried to kill Elijah.
他就一路狂奔呢，就逃跑，逃跑到了何烈山。
So he ran away and escaped to Beersheba.
他跑了那么远，走了那么多路，他心中还是有点气鼓鼓的哈。
He ran for such a long way, and he was quite angry in his heart.
我们看见在何烈山的时候，神怎么对待他呢？
So we see how the Lord treated him at Beersheba.
神主动地对他说，以利亚呀，你在这里做什么呢？
The Lord went to him and said, Elijah, what are you doing?
神亲自地安慰他，而且叫他从藏身的洞里面出来。
The Lord personally comforted him and asked him to come out of the cave where he was hiding.
出来看一看烈风，出来看一看地震，出来看一看火。
To come out and see the wind, the earthquake, and the fire.
叫他知道，尽管他看不见神，但神仍在万事中掌权。
For him to see that even though he did not see Lord among these things, that God is still sovereign in all of this.
神以此来叫他可以重新得力。
And through this, the Lord gave him, helped him to regain strength.
弟兄姐妹们，神真的是这样的待我们的。
Brothers and sisters, that is truly how the Lord treats us.
但是问题是我们相信吗？
But the question is, do we believe it?
所以第四节的下半段好是圣灵的敦促啊。
So the second part of verse 4 seems to be an encouragement from the Holy Spirit.
要投靠在他翅膀的底下。
Under his wings you shall take refuge.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
Because his truth shall be your shield and buckler.
他的诚实，我们看英文里面他说的是他的真理。
So in English it says his truth.
那谁是神的真理呢？
So who is the truth of God?
主耶稣就是真理，对吧？
Lord Jesus is the truth.
所以这里的意思其实就是说，我们活在救主耶稣基督里。
So here, what it means is to say that we live in the Lord Jesus Christ.
他的信实就成为我们的信实，他的品格就成为我们的品格。
So his faithfulness becomes our faithfulness, his character becomes our character.
这样我们就必得稳妥。
And this way, this is how we have the assurance of safety.
因为我们依靠他，他就做我们大小的盾牌。
Because we rely on him, he becomes our shield and our buckler.
可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭。
He will be able to destroy all of the arrows from the enemy.
也可以帮助我们抵挡罪，叫我们脱离一切的试探。
He can help us to resist sin and be freed from all the temptations.
讲到这里的时候，请允许弟兄讲一个小小的自己的见证。
Here, please allow me to give a small testimony.
那些年我在中国国内工作。
For some years, I worked in China.
我是管理一家公司哈。
I was managing a company.
然后我们那个公司成立的时候呢，我们面对的市场呢，就是国内的所谓广电网络。
So, when the company was formed, the industry that we were in is the internet industry.
It's a cable company.
Oh, it's a cable company.
可是经过了一段时间之后呢，我们发现这个根本就不是一个市场。
But after some time, we realized that this is not a market.
你知道这个广电网络是控制在什么人的手上？
Do you know who controls the cable industry?
完全是控制在政府的手上。
It is completely controlled by the government.
所以我们的竞争对手怎么样去面对这个市场呢？
So
所谓的市场。
how do our competitors face this so-called market?
那我们每次出去推广我们的技术和产品的时候，我们是写了很多 PPT 嘛。
So whenever we want to explain our product and our expertise, we would prepare PowerPoints.
可是我们的竞争对手，他们从来不写 PPT 的，
But our competitors, they never write PowerPoint.
他们是背着书包出去的。
They just carry a backpack.
你们知道这个背包、背书包里面有什么东西吗？
Do you know what is in the backpack?
我想我不讲，大家也都知道哈。
I think even if I don't say it, you will know.
所以我的市场人员就给我很大的压力。
So then my marketing people gave me a lot of pressure.
他说：“简总啊，我们不能这么干。
They said, Mr. Jian, we can't do this.
该打点的我们还是要打点的。
We still need to take care of those who we need to take care of.
”当我的同事像我这样讲的时候，哇，我的心中充满了恐惧。
And when my colleagues told me this, my heart was full of fear.
我知道这是大大得罪神的。
Because I know this will greatly offend God.
所以我不敢做这样的事情。
So I did not dare to do such things.
那过了一段时间，
And then after a while,
那突然传回来一个消息哈，
suddenly we hear the news.
就是我们常常去拜访的一个省公司的总经理被双规了。
It is that the CEO of a company at a provincial level, he was arrested.
不但被双规了，而且过几天又传回来消息说，凡是有人送给他，即使是5000块钱，他都一一的把他供出来。
And after a few more days, we heard again that not only was he arrested, he confessed to all the briberies, all the bribes that he took, even for amounts as small as $5,000.
RMB。
RMB, 5,000 RMB.
我们就知道那段时间有多少人会睡不着觉。
We know how many people would have sleepless nights.
但是感谢主啊，我睡得很好，
But thank the Lord, I slept very well.
因为我知道这跟我没有关系。
Because I knew it had nothing to do with me.
我这件事情发生了之后，我实在是感觉到做神的孩子真好。
After this happened, I truly felt that it is good to be a child of God.
我竟然可以脱离这样的试探。
I can be freed from such temptation.
那这个不是我好，乃是我们的主好。
It is not because I am good, but it is because our Lord is good.
而且更有意思的是，我们真的是看见神的信实。
But even more interestingly, we see the faithfulness of God.
那外面的市场做不起来，因此我们就做了一个，重要的决定，我们就把我们的技术和产品用来支持集团公司内部的产品。
Because we couldn't break into the market, we made a decision to take the product and technology to support the company internally.
所以最后，我们这个公司的价值也得到了极大的认可和承认。
And then the value of the company was greatly recognized.
所以神是不是信实的呢？
So, how faithful is the Lord?
我们感谢主，他真是信实的。
We thank the Lord, he truly is faithful.
5节到8节是对第三节和第四节的进一步的说明。
Verse 5 through 8 is a further explanation of verse 3 and 4.
因为有神的信实、神可靠的话语做我们生命和生活的依据。
Because we have the faithfulness and the word of the Lord to be the assurance for our lives.
所以我们就必不怕黑夜的惊骇。
Therefore, we shall not be afraid of the terror by night.
黑夜的惊骇，我们总是有点怕的哈。
We are usually afraid of the terror by night.
因为我们看不见嘛，在夜里面。
Because it is at night, we cannot see.
白天呢？白天我们看见了，我们就有平安吗？
How about during the day? If we can see, does it give us peace?
白日也有许多的危险的，白日飞得箭，也有许多的危险的。
But during the day, there are many dangers as well, the arrows that flies by day.
我们生而至于都不知道这些危险是从哪里来的。
It's so that we don't even know where these dangers come from.
那第五节似乎是讲到仇敌撒旦的黑暗的势力。
Verse 5 talks about the dark power of the Satan.
那第六节就是讲到我们自己的罪对我们的伤害。
Verse 6 talks about the harm caused by our own sin.
黑夜行的瘟疫和午间灭人的毒病。
The pestilence that walks in the darkness, the destruction that lays waste at noonday.
黑夜和白天我们都有罪的侵扰，这个我们可以体会。
We know that in darkness, in at night or during the day, we have the disturbance of sin.
弟兄姐妹们，这世间有多少人落在这些祸患的里面？
Brothers and sisters, how many people fall into these destructions?
一面是撒旦主动的祸害，一面是我们自己的罪也给撒旦留了破口。
On one hand, it is the Satan actively disturbing us. On the other hand, our own sin has also left openings for the Satan.
我们叫撒旦得着了机会，这样他就可以把我们落在各样的祸患的里面。
We gave Satan the opportunity so that we fall into these destructions.
所以第七节这里说，千人扑倒在你旁边，万人扑倒在你右边。
Therefore, verse 7 says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand.
弟兄姐妹们，这些年过来，我们看见这个世界上的人是不是这样子呢？
Brothers and sisters, all these years, do we see the people of this world like this?
多少的名人当年是风光无限的，可是不管你怎么包装，隐藏的事都要显露出来。
How many celebrities have enjoyed such glory, but no matter how you package it, these truths will come out.
去年有 Bill Gates 的事情。
Last year, there was the incident with Bill Gates.
那 Bill Gates 可是对我们许多人来说都是一个偶像级的人物了。
Bill Gates is an idol for many of us.
不仅是他很会赚钱。
Not only is he very good at making money.
可是而且在我们的印象里面，他是一个完美的丈夫，是一个完美的父亲。
And in our mind, he is a perfect husband, a perfect father.
可是怎么样了呢？后来怎么样了呢？当盖子揭开的时候，我们发现这个人原来是如此不堪。
And then what happened? When we uncover the lid, we find that this person is so horrible.
那最近又有王力宏的事情，大家都知道了。
And then there's the incident with this celebrity.
那这一对夫妇，他们两个人都宣称自己是基督徒啊。
And this couple, the husband and the wife, they both proclaim to be Christians.
所以在我们教会有很多年轻人就差点都要跌倒了。
And therefore, many young people at our church had almost fallen because of it.
从他们的这些写的东西里面，我们深深的知道一点，他们绝对没有住在至高者的隐秘处。
In all the things that were published, we know one thing for sure, which is they definitely did not dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
所以我们团契的小弟兄们说，他如果在我们的聚会的话，肯定不会这样的不堪一击。
And some young brothers at our church had said that if he is at our church, at our worship place, that he would not be in such a position.
不管别人怎么样，神的话说，这灾却不得临近你。
No matter what happens to other people, the Lord says that these disasters shall not come near you.
来自撒旦的黑暗权势和我们肉体的罪，基督已经都为我们废去了。
Whether it is the dark power of Satan or our own sin, these have all already been defeated by God.
我们不会再受他们的害了。
We will not be harmed by them.
这两年许多弟兄姐妹们引用诗篇91篇。
Many people these years use Psalm 91.
恐怕我们主要引用的就是这个第六节和第七节。
And perhaps the main verses that are used are verse 6 and 7.
这两节经文到底在说什么呢？
These two verses, what is it really saying?
真的是说，当瘟疫来的时候，不信主的人染疫千千万，我们信主的人就不会落到这样的祸患里面吗？
Is it really saying that when the plague comes, though those non-believers will all catch it, and the believers will be freed from it?
显然不是这样子的。
Clearly, that's not the case.
不信主的人染疫很多。
The non-believers, there are many who have caught the virus.
我信主的人染疫也不少啊。
And the believers, plenty have caught the virus as well.
甚至于在主里面去世的弟兄姐妹们也不少。
Even there are many brothers and sisters who have passed away.
那这些弟兄姐妹们，他们都是不爱主吗？
Are these brothers and sisters all those who don't love the Lord?
不是这样子的，他们当中有许多是非常可爱的弟兄姐妹，他们都是很爱主的弟兄姐妹。
That's not the case. There are many beloved brothers and sisters among those who really love the Lord.
那他们为什么会遇见这样的事情呢？
So why is it that they have encountered this?
我们真的不知道，这是主的奥秘。
We truly don't know. That is the mystery of God.
弟兄姐妹们，圣经里面从来没有给我们应许说，当这个世界祸患来临的时候，我们可以置身事外。
Brothers and sisters, in the Bible, there has never been a promise that says that when disasters come upon this world, that Christians can be freed from it.
主倒是一直在提醒我们，我们在这个世界上面的生活的时候有苦难。
And instead, the Lord continuously reminds us that as we live in this world, there is suffering.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这两节经文，我们不能简单从字面去理解，去引用。
So these two verses, we cannot apply them superficially using the literal words.
同样，第八节我们也不能够以字面的意思去理解。
And same for verse 8, we cannot just use a superficial literal interpretation.
你为亲眼观看见恶人遭报，这并不是说我们在今生今世，我们一定可以看见那些不投靠主的恶人可以会遭报应。
Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. That does not mean that in this life we will see the outcome of the wicked people.
那些不信主的人生活在世上，那些恶人生活在世上，他们不一定会怎么样的。
The bad people, the non-believers, when they live in this world, nothing may happen to them.
他们活在这个世界上面，反而还活得很好呢。
As they live in this world, they may live very well.
所以这一节经文实际上是讲到不信的恶人，他们最后的结局是灭亡，是要面临审判。
This verse says that for the evil people, for the bad people, that the ultimate result, the ultimate outcome is that they will perish.
而我们呢，在那个审判的大日来到的时候呢，我们却是可以得保全。
And on that judgment day, on that final judgment day, we will be protected.
讲到这里的时候，我想起教会的一个姐妹的故事。
And when I read this, I think of a story of a sister in a church.
这个姐妹得了胰腺癌，时间已经不多了。
This sister had pancreatitis cancer and had very few days left.
医生叫她就不必治了，就到疗养院去等待那个最后的日子。
And the doctor said that she doesn't need treatment anymore. She should just go to the rehab center to wait it out.
可是我们这个姐妹在疗养院的日子里面，她心中并不是充满了哀怨。
But the days that our sister spent at the rehab center, she wasn't sad or full of worries.
当她在那里的时候，她不是叫教会的弟兄姐妹们为她祷告，让她可以得医治。
She didn't ask for healing from brothers and sisters.
那有一天，她给教会提出一个要求。
But one day she made a request to the church.
她说好不好，可不可以在主日的时候，可以请弟兄姐妹们来疗养院跟我一起来薄饼呢？
She said, on Sunday, can brothers and sisters come to the rehab center to have the Lord's table together with her?
第一次去的时候，只有他一个人在会议室里面跟大家一同薄饼。
The first time they went, it was just her in the conference room having the Lord's table with brothers and sisters.
第二次去的时候又多了几个人。
The second time, there were a few more people.
再去的时候又多了几个人。
And then when we went again, there were a few more people.
怎么回事呢?
So what happened?
原来这个姐妹在疗养院里面推着她的轮椅, 那时候她已经不能够站起来, 推着她的轮椅一个房间一个房间的传福音。
The sister, she already couldn't stand at that time, so in her wheelchair, she went room by room to preach the gospel.
那平常到疗养院里面传福音, 我们这些健康的人去的时候, 人家都不要听我们。
When us healthy people go to these rehab centers to preach the gospel, many people don't want to listen to us.
可是这个姐妹在那里推着轮椅传福音的时候, 人人都听她的。
But this sister, when she preached the gospel in her wheelchair, everyone listened to her.
因为她跟他们都是一样的人。
Because she is the same as those people.
弟兄姐妹们, 我们在这个世界上面有苦难。
Brothers and sisters, we do have suffering in this world.
但是我们在这个世界上的时候, 我们到底怕什么东西该怕的呢?
But what should we be afraid of in this world?
马太福音10章28节那里说,
In Mark chapter 10, verse...
Matthew.
Matthew chapter 10,
28.
Verse 28.
那杀身体不能杀灵魂的，你们不要怕他。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 28 says, Do not be afraid of what can kill the body but not the spirit.
唯有把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。
But that can destruct the body and the spirit in the Hades, you should be afraid.
弟兄姐妹们，我们求主打开我们属灵的眼睛。
Brothers and sisters, we ask the Lord to open our spiritual eyes.
叫我们懂得怕那个该怕的，不要怕那不该怕的。
So that we can learn to be afraid of what we should be afraid of and not be afraid of that we should not be.
为了坚固我们的信心，圣灵在9节和13节的话，进一步的来帮助我们。
So to strengthen our faith, verse 9 through 13, it helps us to further explain.
这段经文叫我们看见神的保全。
Here it shows us the protection, the keeping of the Lord.
第9节这里说, 耶和华是我的避难所, 你已将至高者当你的居所。
Verse 9 says, Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place.
这一节其实不是两个句子, 是一个句子。
Here, this verse is actually not two sentences, but one sentence.
实际上也可以翻译成这样子的。
We can translate it as,
因为你已把耶和华做了你的避难所, 已将至高者当你的居所。
Because you have already chosen the Lord to be your hiding, to be your dwelling place, the Most High, your hiding place.
因此,祸患必不临到你。
Therefore, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling.
所以祸患，这就是指的邪恶。So
the plague here, it talks about the evil.
I mean, 祸患就是 evil.
Sorry, evil.
Yeah, 中文是祸患，英文是 evil. 灾害其实就是讲着瘟疫。
So here, the evil and the plague.
Yeah, 我们看到这还是两个势力, 两个势力因着主的救恩, 我们都从中脱离了的。
So here we see there are two forces. Both forces, we are free because of the Lord.
我们不但已经脱离了, 而且主还说什么呢?
Not only are we free from these forces, what else does the Lord say?
他要为你吩咐他的使者在你行的一切道路上保护你。
For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways.
那谁是这个使者呢?
Who is this angel?
这个使者是个复数。These
angels is plural, his angels.
这是指着神所差遣的仆人。
These are pointing to the servant sent by God.
神差遣他的仆人在我们的人生道路上面成为我们生命的祝福和保护。
The Lord has sent his servants to our lives so that they become blessings and protectors in our lives.
他们对我们的保护像个什么样子呢？
So how do they protect us?
十二节这里我们又看见一幅画。
In verse 12, we see another picture.
他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
In their hands, they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone.
这好像是说，神对我们的保护就像照顾保护王子一样。
It seems to say that the way that the Lord protects us, it's like a servant protecting a prince.
服侍王子，我们能够叫王子的脚碰在石头上吗？当然不能。
If we are serving the prince, can we have the prince's foot dash against a stone? Of course not.
弟兄姐妹们，我们自己回想一下我们过去一路的属灵的旅程。
Brothers and sisters, let us recall our spiritual journey.
神是不是这样一路接着他的仆人的手，一路的扶持，一路的呵护我们呢？
Has the Lord, through the hands of his servant, protected and comforted us all the way?
我觉得我自己就是这样一路走过来的。
I think I feel that along the way, this is how I have journeyed through.
我得救是在一个有一点感性的教会。
I received salvation at a very, a very sensitive church.
现在想起来，那是一个最容易让我感动的一个环境。
Now when I think about it, it is an environment where I can be easily touched.
当我得救了不久，神觉得我需要学习，因此他就把我带到一个会教导的牧师的面前。
And after a short while, the Lord wanted me to learn, so he brought me to a preacher.
在他那里，我学习得救的真理，我也学习传福音，甚至于开始学习讲道。
And there, I started to learn the truth of the salvation. I started to learn how to preach.
后来神又把我们带回了中国大陆去。
And then the Lord brought us back to China.
而且把我们放在一个很热情的教会。
And he put us in a very welcoming, a very enthusiastic church.
那现在想起来，那也是神为我们量身定做的。
And now that we think about it, that it was customized for us.
不然你知道回到大陆的那些海归啊，是很容易冷淡下来的。
As you know, those who return to China, it is very easy to really not be so warm and so enthusiastic about the Lord.
Yes. 根据统计，有70%和80%的这个从美国回去的基督徒都不去聚会了。
According to statistics, 70-80% of Christians who return to China don't go to meetings or gatherings.
然后在中国大陆待了十年，神就再兴起机会和环境，那一路把我们带到新泽西来继续的学习。
And after 10 years in China, the Lord brought us back and he revived us to bring us back to New Jersey.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这一节经文其实是说神对我们属灵生命的照顾和栽培。
So this verse talks about the caring and the nurturing and the teaching the Lord gives to our spiritual life.
所以圣灵接着说，你要踩在狮子和毁蛇的身上，践踏少壮狮子和大蛇。
Then the verse continues to say, you shall tread upon the lion and the cobra.
那十三节这里讲到的这些事情都是世界上面最恶最毒的势力。
The things that are mentioned in verse 13, these are the most evil forces in this world.
但是面对这些，我们不怕，我们可以得胜。
But faced with these, we are not afraid. We can overcome.
为什么呢？因为我们的主他已经得胜。
Why? Because our Lord has already overcome.
我们刚才提到十二节这节经文，就是撒旦在旷野里面试探主耶稣的经文。
We mentioned that in verse 12, this is the verse that the Satan used to tempt Lord Jesus in the wilderness.
撒旦的引用有什么特点呢？
And what is so special about the way Satan applied this?
它实际上是以字面的意思来引用的。
He has used the words, the superficial meaning of these words.
弟兄姐妹们，圣经里面的很多的经文，我们是不能够以字面的意思来理解的。
There are many verses, brothers and sisters, we cannot use the superficial meaning of these verses to apply them.
主在世的时候曾经说，若有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来由他打。
And when Lord Jesus was in this world, he said, if someone hits your right face, give him your left face as well.
我们信主之后，我们干过这样的事情没有啊？
After we've believed in Christ, have we done that?
所以这个话也不能够用字面的意思来理解的。
Therefore, these words cannot be used superficially.
主的话是说，我们不要为别人的恶所胜。
The words of the Lord means that we shall not be won over by other people's sin.
主在世上的时候他也曾经说，若是右手叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉。
The Lord has also said that if the right hand has caused you to sin, then cut off the right hand.
若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就弯出来丢掉。
If your right eye has caused you to sin to fall, then also carve out the right eye.
我们能不能够这么做呢？
Can we do that?
如果我们真的这么做的话，今天我们都是独眼龙，都是独臂侠了。
If we truly do that, then we will all be left with only one eye and one arm.
所以主的话的主这些话的意思呢，实际上是说到我们对罪要有那个全然弃绝的态度。
The meaning of these words is to say that we must have the attitude to completely forsake sin.
不是真的要我们砍手，要我们弯眼睛。
It is not for us to cut off our arms or to carve out our eyes.
所以撒旦引用十二节这节圣经呢，是用字面的意思来试探主。
So therefore, Satan used verse 12 and the superficial words of verse 12 to tempt the Lord.
那今天我们引用诗篇九十一篇的时候，我们是怎么引用的呢？
So today, when we apply Psalm 91, how do we apply it?
但愿主叫我们可以明白，叫我们引用的时候，不要也落在像撒旦一样试探主的那个境地。
We pray that when we use it, the Lord teach us how to use it, and we do not fall into the temptation, the situation of that Satan used to tempt Jesus.
好，圣灵的话说完了，接着父神要出来说话。
So now the Holy Spirit has spoken its words and the Heavenly Father comes out to speak.
14节到16节，这是父神的应许。
Verse 14 through 16, these are the promises of the Father.
哇，这段经文实在是宝贵了。
These words are so precious.
因为这里有父神给我们的七个应许。
Because here there are the seven promises from the Father.
我们知道七是地上的完全呢。
We know that seven represents completeness in this world.
所以这是父神完全的应许。
So therefore, this is the complete promise of the Heavenly Father.
好，我们来看看有哪七个应许呢？
So let's see what are the seven promises.
因为他专心爱我，我就要搭救他。
Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him.
所以第一个应许就是搭救我们。
So the first promise is to deliver us.
可是呢，当我们读了这句话的时候呢，我们心中又有一点忧愁。
But when we read these words, we are a little worried in our heart.
因为似乎这前面有一个条件，就是要专心爱我。
Because there's a condition which is to set our love upon him.
专心爱啊，其实就是专爱的意思。
So to set his love, it is to be focused, to have it be our only love.
那这个字呢，是常常描写神对人的爱的。
These words are usually used to describe God's love to men.
我们知道我们自己，我们不能够像神爱我们一样，我们那样的爱他。
We know that we cannot love God the way that he loves us.
可是神在这里说，因为他专心爱我，我就搭救他。
But the Lord says here, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him.
神不仅仅是搭救我们而已，他还要怎么样呢？ 他说
Not only does the Lord deliver us, what else does he do?
他说因为他知道我的名我要把他安置在高处
He says, I will set him on high because he has known my name.
所以第二个应许就是把我们安置在高处
So the second promise is to set us on high.
我们读到这句话的时候又有一点忧愁
So we're a little bit more worried when we read these words.
这里说因为他知道我的名、哎、我们知道我们自己对神的名的认识实在是不完全。
Here it says, because he has known my name, but we know that our understanding of his name is not complete.
神要把我们安置在高处那个到底有多高呢
The Lord will set us on high. How high is that high place?
是在一个高到撒旦够不着的地方。
It is so high, it is a place that Satan cannot reach.
这是第二个应许。
That's the second promise.
第三个，他说，他若求告我，我就应允他。
He shall call upon my name and I will answer him.
哦，我们的祷告可以蒙应允，哇，弟兄姐妹们，这是何等大的应许。
Our prayers, he will respond to. What a great promise that is.
还有第四个，他说他在急难中，我要与他同在。
And more, I will be with him in trouble.
这是这个第四个应许也是非常的宝贵，对不对
？And the fourth promise is also very precious.
今天这个世界里面常常叫我们遇见许多的急难呢。
This world, we encounter so many sufferings and disasters.
但是不管多么的困难，神应许我们，他与我们同在。
But no matter how difficult it is, God promises that he will be with us.
我们感谢他。
We thank the Lord.
第五个，他说，我要搭救他，使他尊贵。
The fifth promise, I will deliver him and honor him.
尊贵哈。我们都是血肉中的人，用约伯的话讲，我们都是蛆虫不如的人。
We are all flesh. In the words of Job, we are worms that crawl on the ground.
我们哪里有什么尊贵呢
？Where does honor come for us？
但神说他要叫我们尊贵。
But the Lord says that He will give us honor.
那尊贵到什么程度呢
？Honor to what degree？
圣经告诉我们，他要叫我们跟他的儿子一同作王。
The Bible tells us that he will, that we will be kings together with his son.
哇，这个实在是太好了。
This is so good.
还不够。
Not enough.
第六个，我要使他足享长寿。
And the sixth one, with long life, I will satisfy him.
足享长寿，长寿到什么地步啊
？With a long life, how long?
永远的生命。
It's the eternal life.
这就是神给我们的永生的应许。
That is the promise of the eternal life that God has given us.
最后一句话是第七个应许。
The last statement is the seventh promise.
我要将我的救恩显明给他。
And show him my salvation.
什么是父神的救恩呢
？What is the salvation of the Father?
基督就是父神的救恩。
Jesus Christ is the salvation of the Father.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是父神给我们的七个应许。
Brothers and sisters, these are the seven promises from the Father.
我们读前面的应许的时候，似乎心里面还有点害怕。
When we read the first promises, we are a bit afraid.
因为我们知道我们不够专心爱父神。
Because we know we have not set our love on him.
我们也不够知道父神的名。
Because we know that we do not know his name well enough.
但是感谢耶稣，当他的救恩来到的时候，我们就坦然无惧了。
But we thank the Lord when his salvation comes, we are without fear.
因为我们可以因着信就住在基督里。
Because of our faith, we can live in Jesus Christ.
我们在基督里。
We are in Christ.
我们在他的里面。
We are in him.
基督是专心的爱父的
，because Christ has set his love on the Father。
基督是完完全全的知道父神的名的
Because Christ completely knows the Father's name.
因为我们在他的里面，我们就与他一同得分。
Because we are in him, we will partake in the inheritance with him.
所以这些应许，我们今天因着基督的缘故，就全然可以得着。
These promises, because of Christ, we are able to receive all of them.
我们实在是感谢我们的神，也感谢我们的救主耶稣基督。
We truly thank our God and we thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹们，这首诗歌是一首弥赛亚诗歌。
Brothers and sisters, this psalm is a psalm of Messiah.
不仅仅是因为主在世的时候，撒旦曾经引用这首诗歌里面的话来试探他。
Not only because Satan used words from this psalm to tempt Lord Jesus when he was in this world.
更是因为我们在这首诗歌里面，我们实在是看见了我们的主。
It is even more because in this psalm we truly see our Lord.
住在至高者隐秘处。
To dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
谁是那个真正住在至高者隐秘处的人呢？
Who is really the one who lives in the secret place of the Most High?
天上地下，古往今来，只有一个人。
In heaven and on earth, from everlasting to everlasting, there is only one.
就是神的独生爱子，我们的救主耶稣基督。
And that is the beloved Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ.
这首诗歌的一节到第二节，我们说那是我的心志。
Verse 1 and 2 of this psalm, we said, it is my mind.
其实就是基督的心志。
Actually, it is the mind of Jesus.
也是我们今天一切在基督里面的人的心志。
And it is also the mind of all of us who are in Jesus Christ.
既然如此，我们就都可以接受三节到十二节的圣，三节到十三节的圣灵的劝勉。
And therefore, we are able to receive all of the exhortation from verse 3 through 13 from the Holy Spirit.
也可以得着14节到16节父神完全的应许。
And therefore, we're also able to receive what is in verse 14 through 16, which is the complete promise from the Father.
而这一切都是因为基督的救恩。
And all of this is because of the salvation of Christ.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our God.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你死在十字架上。
Because you have died on the cross.
因为你流血牺牲，付了代价。
Because you have bled and sacrificed.
今天这些应许都是我们的。
Therefore, these promises are ours.
所以我们真的在你的里面有平安。
So therefore, in you, we truly have peace.
我们知道你要把永远的生命赐给我们。
We know that you want to give us eternal life.
所以我们活在这个世界上的时候。
So therefore, as we live in this world,
我们就小看这个世界上面的各样的患难。
We look lightly upon all the sufferings of this world.
因为我们知道你的救恩是确实的。
Because we know your salvation is real.
我们知道你的救恩是完全的。
We know that your salvation is complete.
你是守约的神。
You are a faithful God.
也是施慈爱的主。
And you are a merciful Lord.
我们把一切的颂赞荣耀全然的归给你。
We give you all praises and thanksgiving.
求你继续保守我们的心。
May you continue to keep our heart.
当我们暂居这个世界上的时候，求你继续保守我们。
As we live in this world temporarily, may you keep us.
因为我们投靠你。
Because we rely on you.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你听我们的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
May you listen to our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.